Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast, number 760. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and yes, even to motivate you to just pray. Pray to God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in faith, believing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis in faith, believing. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray to God Almighty in faith, believing in the name of Jesus Christ. If I can encourage you to simply just pray like that, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings and emotions. We pray, dear friends, based upon objective facts in the Word of God, in faith, believing. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, which reads, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him." Allow me to share with you some more important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Dr. Henry said, "We must not use vain repetitions in prayer. Though the life of prayer lies in lifting up the soul and pouring out the heart, yet there is some interest which words have in prayer, especially in joint prayer, for in that words are necessary. And it should seem that our Savior speaks here especially of that. For before he said, when thou prayest, here says, when ye pray, and the Lord's Prayer, which follows, is a joint prayer, and in that, he that is the mouth of others is most tempted to an ostentation of language and expression, against which we are here warned. Use not vain repetitions, either alone or with others. The Pharisees affected this. They made long prayers. All their care was to make them long. Now observe what the fault is that is here reproved and condemned. It is making a mere lip labor of the duty of prayer, the service of the tongue, when it is not the service of the soul. This is expressed here by two words, batologia and polylogia, vain repetitions, tautology, batology, idle babbling over the same words again and again to no purpose, like that imitation of the wordiness of a fool. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him, who can tell, which is indecent and nauseous in any discourse, much more in speaking to God. It is not all repetition in prayer that is here condemned, but vain repetitions. Christ himself prayed, saying the same words, out of more than ordinary fervor and zeal. So Daniel as well, and there is a very eloquent repetition of the same words. In Psalm 136, it may be of use both to express our own affections and to excite the affections of others, but the superstitious rehearsing of a tale of words without regard to the sense of them, as the papists saying by their beads, so many Ave Marias and Paternosters, or the barren and dry going over of the same things again and again. Pardon me. Merely to drill out the prayer to such a length and to make a show of affection when really there is none. These are the vain repetitions here condemned, when we would fain say much, but cannot say much to the purpose. This is displeasing to God and all wise people. Ladies and gentlemen, we will teach more on this and share more about this particular issue in the next podcast. Our featured prayer motivator quote is from Dr. J.C. Ryle. He said, "This religion is of a sort that is public and not private. Plenty abroad, but none at home. Plenty without, but none within. Plenty in the tongue, but none in the heart. They are altogether unprofitable, good for nothing. They bear no fruit." Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this: you can pray to God anytime and anywhere. God will help you to pray with your family every day. I know he will, because in over now 33 years of marriage and family life, I have never missed a day. We have never missed a day in prayer and family devotions with my own family. And it is the single most important reason why we are still together and thriving in the work of the Lord. Prayer is where the power is. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayerless Christians, Part 1, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds, the doctor of prayer, goes on to say, if there was ever a time when Peter, James, and John needed to remain awake, it was in Gethsemane. If James had persisted in keeping awake, it might have saved his decapitation a few years later. If Peter had stirred himself to really intercede for himself and others, he would not have denied his Christ that night in the palace of Caiaphas. This comes from H.W. Hodge. There is great need in this day for Christian businessmen to inform their mundane affairs with the spirit of prayer. There is a great army of successful merchants of almost every kind who are members of Christ's church, and it is high time these men attended to this matter of prayer. This is but another version of the phrase, putting God into business. The realization and restraint of his presence and of his fear in all the secularities of life. We need the atmosphere of the prayer closet to pervade our public sales rooms and counting houses. The sanctity of prayer is needed to impregnate business. We need the spirit of Sunday carried over to Monday and continued until Saturday. But this cannot be done by prayerless men, but by men of prayer. We need businessmen to go about their concerns with the same reverence and responsibility with which they enter the closet. Men are badly needed who are devoid of greed, but who with all their hearts carry God with them into the secular affairs of life. Men of the world imagine prayer to be too impotent, a thing to come into rivalry with business methods and worldly practices. Against such a misleading doctrine, Paul sets the whole commands of God. The loyalty to Jesus Christ, the claims of pious character, and the demands of the salvation of the Lord, the salvation of the world, and the demands of the salvation of the world. Men must pray and put strength and heart into their praying. This is part of the primary business of life, and to it God has called men first of all. Praying men are God's agents on earth, the representative of the government of heaven, set to a specific task on the earth. While it is true that the Holy Spirit, the angels of God, are agents of God in carrying forward the redemption of the human race, yet among them there must be praying men. For such men God has great use. He can make much of them, and in the past has done wonderful things through them. These are his instruments in carrying out God's great purposes on the earth. They are God's messengers, his watchmen, shepherds, workmen, who need not be ashamed, fully equipped for the great work to which they are appointed. They honor God and bless the world. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer right now. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is sitting at your right hand, interceding for us, doing for us what we ought to be doing for others. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, your pardon, and your grace. And we individually, Lord, for those of us who have sins, confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. We bow before you for Jesus Christ's sake. Please have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of all of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive others who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us, afresh and anew for those of us who are truly saved and born again. Fill us with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin, and grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do your will. And we pray that you will help us to pray, Lord, for others. Help us to pray now, Lord, together for 3 million people to come to know your Savior through this ministry alone. And we pray for millions more to come to know you as Savior through other ministries and works that you are behind. Because we know that you're not willing that any should perish. We pray, Lord, for the revival of your church. Help us who know you as Savior to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, to humble ourselves, and to get back to you, our first love. We pray for the healing and the revival of Christian families and for the saving of Christian families. Help them to help all Christian families to confess their sins and to repent and obey Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6. And Holy Father God, we pray for the healing of this nation and all other nations. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church servants, ministers, and missionaries. We pray, Lord, for that you would use them for your glory, praise, and honor to win more souls. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries around the globe. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Shakat. Please bless him with the money he needs to hold the Holy Night meeting, the Christmas tea party, the main Christmas meeting and meal, the Christmas lunch for all poor people, orphans and widows, and the main New Year meeting for their ministry. Lord, we pray for Barry. Please have the problems in his wife's, on his wife's side of the family to be exposed, and on his side of the family as well, and to have them to be resolved. Provide them a place to live. Help Gene to make the right decisions, heal Barry from his disability, and bless them with enough money to live on. We pray for Martha. Please help her to repent of all her sins and bless her with a child. Now, Lord, Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted your Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Diane, Arthur, and Lovish. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Sheldon, Jennifer, and Shinwe. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell, so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.